This is a short story by one of my followers. Maybe you'll want to write me a short story so that you can hear my voice with your words. The Key to Serving Domina Shell, narrated by Domina Shell. As Domina Shell's longtime slave, I always believed I could serve her best in chastity, which always focused my mind on sacrificing for her benefit. But lately, I can't stop thinking of her, and to find her voice, her words and commands, so arousing. I now wear a cage. I can't put my hand on her cock. She owns my cock, you know. I dream of serving as her outdoor gardener and caretaker. Recently, Domina calls me into the house. Then Domina beckons me forward to kneel at her feet. As a good slave, I am. I want to do nothing but comply immediately to her demands. Here's a bottle of lotion, she says. Be a good boy and massage my feet. I need to be pampered. And she smiled. I nodded and accepted the lotion as I knelt down, with my bare knees touching the hard, cold floor. Embarrassment surrounds me as I feel my chastity cage tighten up from my excitement. Oh, my baby, are you getting hard and aroused? Is that cage starting to feel too small? Is it cramping your cock and balls? Poor little balls, so swollen. Oh, look, they're starting to get blue. Wouldn't it feel so good to stroke and stroke and be my masturbation slave as you pay tribute to your Domina every time you come for me? She teased me, making a show of crossing her legs. I could see that Domina wasn't wearing any panties under her short leather skirt. Domina, I groaned, trying to hold back the excitement and tension that was building. You're being such a cruel tease, Domina. And Domina only laughs. But the cage betrayed me as a stream of precum leaked out. Domina giggled at the sight. Good thing we have you locked up and denied, or else you wouldn't be able to control yourself at all. Oh, those swollen balls. Ready to go at any time, aren't they? Oh, I know you want to come. Just imagine how little it would take to push you into an orgasm. Maybe I should trigger an orgasm just with a single trigger word. A single word, maybe I would say come. Or maybe I would stroke you with my feet, Domina said as she toyed with the cage, squishing my balls with her toes. Yes, Domina, I gasped, nearly overwhelmed by all the stimulation and also by the scent of vanilla and lavender that fills the room. Then there's a sight of Domina's beautiful, shapely legs. the knowledge she was going to continue to tease and torment me to her heart's content sent me to the very edge of orgasm. Domina must have noticed as a smile came across her face. She leaned back in her chair and stopped toying with the cage as she brought her foot up to my face to be kissed and massaged. "Kiss it first," she said. "I see you love sucking my toes. Keep sucking. I want you to have an oral fixation for my toes. Now massage me." I did as I was told. I rubbed the lotion deep into her tender, sexy feet, feeling the muscles slowly relax. And so did the rest of Domina's body. Occasionally switching feet, Domina again teased me with flashes of her sacred pussy hidden just beneath her skirt. "Such a good boy," she sighed. "I have something for you. Massage my calves while I take out something very special to show to you, my baby." Of course, I did as I was told, doing everything that I could think of to release all the tension from Domina's tired feet and muscles, caressing her firm, shapely runner's legs with my hands. I focused so intently on the task, I didn't notice what Domina had until she dangled it right in front of me. "Is that I managed to stutter. "Yes, my servant," she giggled. "We're going to use it today." She started to say as the excitement overwhelmed me and I felt a spurt of pre-cum shoot out. "Oh, not like that, my baby. I know it's been so long since you've last seen it. I know you won't take your eyes off of it," she smoothly said as she started to swing the key back and forth, back and forth. "Now take a few deep breaths as you relax for me," she said as I continued to massage her legs and focus on the key to my chastity cage. Domina has been my key holder for a long time now. That one key holds a lock to everything. The key, I mumbled as my brain failed to form any coherent words. As I was under trance again, entranced by her, taken over by her again. "Shh, my baby," Domina purred as my conscious mind slipped. It was slipping away, catching only snippets of what she was saying. "I'm going to implant a trigger. You only ever come on my command. And when you do come, you will tribute me for the use of my cock. Nothing else will get you off. There is no other way to come. You will come only with my command. And then you will tribute me for the use of that cock. You must please me anywhere and everywhere, whatever I want. I have complete control over my property. I had a spectacular orgasm, feeling the spasms and the bucking, then release and relief. It felt so good. I was shocked, amazed, and almost horrified, seeing a puddle underneath my cage. I looked up at Domina, terrified. She laughed, then leaned in and whispered in my ear, "Looks like we no longer need to unlock that cage. You can come with it on." She nudged her property with her perfectly manicured toes, leaned back, and brought her foot to my mouth and ordered me to clean them up. "Clean up my toes, my slave. That's the reward of you, my chastity slave. I own you. Clean my foot up now."